couldn't believe the luck I'd had the last few weeks. Lost one teacher, found another, and now I'm getting a private lesson. I signed off my Facebook account and quickly got dressed, putting my wallet and my house key in my pocket. I quietly snuck downstairs and looked around. Dad was once again passed out in his recliner. I saw several bottles on the floor. Clearly, he'd been drinking again. I sighed a bit and tiptoed to the front door, opened it and left, closing and locking the door behind me. I walked to a nearby bus stop and paid the fare getting on. It was quite a long ride, but I put up with all the screaming and idle chatter on the bus, just because I was so excited knowing I was going to have a new teacher. About half an hour later, the bus stopped in front of the motel and I got out. I walked to the motel lot and found Mr. Grizzly's room number.
Hey, there you are, Wally. Come on in. I was just thinking about you.
I walked inside. Mr. Grizzly looked rather pleased to see me. Looking around, I could see he already had a keyboard set up for me and a chair for me to sit in and play.
Thank you for offering to teach me, Mr. Grizzly.
Oh, please, just call me Grizz, and the pleasure's all mine. So, how about making yourself comfortable and showing me what you can do?
I nodded and sat down in front of the keyboard. I hadn't really intended on doing it, but the only song I had come up with to play at the time was the same one I played for Mr. Draper, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Thinking back on it, though, Mr. Draper didn't seem all too happy when I played it. I wondered if maybe that might have upset Mr. Draper, too.
Hey, that was pretty good. What else can you play?
I didn't reply at first. I just sat there. I felt my ear twitch again. Being completely honest, there wasn't much of Mr. Grizzly's music that I knew of other than that one. My mind drifted for several seconds. When I started playing again, I started playing the last thing I played for Mr. Draper before I left.
He's a real
Hey, now, there's no need to be so tense, boy. Let me help you try and relax.
I felt Mr. Grizzly put his hand on my shoulder. This made me twitch again. I turned to look at him. It was then that I realized he wasn't wearing a shirt anymore. I guess that wasn't too weird. I'd seen my dad without his shirt on almost every day.
Mr. Grizz, sir? I don't know if there's much you could do to help.
Oh, sure there is. Just come over here. Sit on the edge of the bed. I'll, give you a nice shoulder massage there.
I stood up and trembled again. I wasn't sure why, but something didn't feel right. Still, Mr. Grizzly was trying to help me, and I really did need something to relax me. I walked over and sat on the bed beside him, ignoring the fact my ear was now twitching constantly.
Well, here, let me take that shirt off for you. The massage will be, more effective that way.
It was right then that I finally understood why Mr. Draper was so uncomfortable. I don't know why I hadn't seen it before. I had made him uncomfortable, and the whole thing spiraled the second I tried to touch him. No wonder he wanted me to leave. He was never angry. I had scared him. And now I was the one that was getting scared. Luckily, though, I heard a loud knock at the door and a familiar voice behind it.
Open this door!
I was so relieved to hear the voice that I jumped up and ran to the door, quickly opening it, despite the fact Mr. Grizzly now seemed panicked.
I was glad I had managed to find the motel in Grizz's car. Same vanity plates. I parked next to his and noticed a light coming from the room right next to it. I took one look through the window. The drapes had not quite been pulled, and I could see Grizz on the bed with Wally. Damn it, Grizz not only had his own shirt off, but he had slipped out of his pants while Wally's back was turned, and now seemed intent on taking off Wally's clothes. I had seen enough. I pounded on the door and was glad when it was opened by Wally. I lunged at Grizz and threw him against the wall, my hand on his throat. You son of a...
Urch, what are you doing here?
Saving a child from your clutches like I should have 3 years ago.
Saving a child, but... But, Birch, I'm just giving him music lessons.
Music lessons? With your pants off?
What are you talking about, Birch? I don't have my... Oh, no. Oh, no, not again. Oh, why does it happen? Why does it keep happening?
I loosened my grip on his throat when I saw his face change. It was like he didn't know. He didn't realize what he had been doing. I let him go and he slumped to the floor, sobbing.
Bertha! I swear, Bertha, and I never would. Oh, Bertha, there's something I need to go clean about.
I stood there incredulous. I felt sorry for Wally to have to watch this. He was visibly trembling and his ears were twitching like mad. Go on, Grizz.
Bertram, I'm not going to go into detail about the past, but you need to know that what you saw in the hotel that day, that wasn't me. I was, that wasn't the same bear you saw when you joined the group.
I know what I saw, Grizz.
No, you know only half the story, Bertha. Oh, I'm ashamed to admit this, but there's another problem I've been dealing with for years, and only now have I started to get help with it.
So you finally took my advice to get your sexual urges treated?
No, not just the urges, Birch. I've had to overcome my other personality, that beast who walked in all...
Suddenly it clicked. Now that he said it, it always seemed to me that he acted very differently when we were practicing or performing than later in the hotel room when we... I was dealing with two different people. Grizz, you can't go on like this. Someone will get hurt. You don't want that, do you?
No, I never did. I thought I had it under control. I mean, after Rockman Wars, I got a letter you wrote with a business card in it. I called that number, Birch, and started getting help with my problems. But when I got back home, I just let it go. I thought it was under control. I still have that card, though. Just give me a minute.
Grizz fumbled to put his pants back on and then got his wallet out. He showed me the card I had sent him a year ago. That card showed a California address. I got out the card from my therapist that I kept in my wallet and handed it to him. Here, contact these people. They're local and easier to get to. They might not be able to help you entirely, but they will let you know who can help.
I will, Birch. I promise. And thank you. I mean that. I don't know what would have happened if you didn't show up. Oh, and Birch, can you do me one last favor?
Sure, Grizz. What?
Can you get Wally home safely, please? The boy's a wreck.
I then turned my attention to Wally. He was sitting on the piano bench. His ears were twitching like leaves in the wind. After what happened, I didn't want to touch him for his sake. Wally, come on. I'll take you home.
I looked at Mr. Grizzly. He looked like a completely different person now. I had no idea why. I guess I was so shaken that I wasn't paying attention. In any case, I wanted to leave. I politely said goodbye to Mr. Grizzly and walked out of the motel room door. When we got to the door of Mr. Draper's car, I looked at him, still shaking.
Mr. Draper, I'm so sorry. Thank you for coming to save me.
I had to do it, Wally. I simply couldn't let that happen. I love you too much for that.
Did I actually hear what I just thought I had? More importantly, if I had, was it okay to react to it? I decided for the moment not to say anything, though, and got in the car. As soon as we were buckled in, though, out of both fear for the situation and gratitude for Mr. Draper saving me, I leaned over and hugged him again, thinking this time it was okay. When he didn't return it, though, I immediately let go.
It's okay, Wally. You're safe now.
Mr. Draper, why is you care about me so much? Why is anything that happens to me your problem? I already hurt you once. Why should you even care?
I won't lie to you, Wally. When I was about your age, I met someone like Grizz. Well, not as bad as him, but still, we did things that changed me forever. I didn't want you to go through that. I love you too much for that.
That was now twice he'd said it. By now I wasn't sure what to say in response. I was right about one thing, though. Mr. Draper did need someone to love, and apparently, that someone was me. Mr. Draper was trying to be more than just a teacher to me. He wanted to be my friend. He wanted to be the one who was there for me if I needed comfort, something which I desperately needed. But it wasn't just me who needed a friend. It wasn't just me that needed the comfort. Mr. Draper did, too. I could sense, though, that he was hesitant to touch me. I could sense that he wanted to be closer, but how close could he let himself get without bringing back the pain of his own past? I felt closer to him tonight than I ever had, but I wasn't about to make the same mistake twice. I wanted to be closer, but I wanted to respect Mr. Draper as well. So close, and still so far away.
You're in my arms, and all the world is calm. The music playing on for only two. So close together, and when I'm with you, so close to feeling alive. A life goes by, romantic dreams must stop, so I bid mine goodbye and never knew. So close was waiting, waiting here with you, and now forever I know all that I wanted, to hold you so close to reaching that famous happy end, almost believing that this was not pretend. Now you're beside me, and look how far we've come. So far we are, so the faceless days, if I should lose you now. We're so close to reaching that famous happy end, almost believing that this was not pretend. Let's go on, for we know we are so close, so close, and still so far.
Thanks again, Mr. Draper.
Wally, would you do me a favor?
Anything, sir. Name it.
Just call me Birch, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Birch.
You're welcome, Wally.